Okay, Mark. It seems that you have answered all of my main questions. But what if I've left it too late to make an enduring power of attorney and I have become incapacitated?
Well, in those circumstances, as I've alluded to earlier on in this presentation, there's a process whereby you can be made a ward of court. This is a process whereby an application is made to the wards of court office by someone who is concerned about your ability to manage your own affairs. The application is usually made by a close family member, but that's not necessarily always the case. An application can, for example, be made by the proposed ward's doctor or solicitor, or, if the person is in hospital, by the hospital authorities. The main purpose of making someone a ward of court is to protect their property and to ensure that it's managed for their benefit and for the benefit of their dependents, if any. The application is based, similarly to an enduring power of attorney, on a medical assessment of the person, and on the assumption that the medical assessment confirms that the person is no longer able to manage their affairs themselves. If it's necessary to make someone a ward of court, a full account of all of their assets and liabilities, and a full note of all of their income, has to be completed on a specific form called a petition. That form also contains details of the proposed ward's next of kin. The initial application has to be accompanied by two separate medical reports from two different doctors, who must both come to the conclusion that the person has become incapable of managing their own affairs. Once they've signed a specific form of affidavit to confirm that fact, their affidavits and the original petition are lodged in the wards of court office. Once that occurs, the documents will be assessed, and if found to be correct, an initial court order called a notice of inquiry will issue. That document then has to be served personally on the proposed ward, and once that's done, additional documents have to be filed with the wards of court office. The wards of court office will also arrange for an independent medical assessment of the proposed ward to be carried out, and when that has been done, and on the assumption that the findings confirm what the original doctors have said, the application will proceed. Once all of the formalities have been dealt with, the application will get listed for hearing in the High Court, and the formal order will then be made confirming that the person has been taken into wardship. That then means that the entire of the person's property and assets come under the protection of the High Court. The High Court will appoint what is called a committee to act on behalf of the person and will give directions to them to bring the ward's assets under the control of the court so that they are available for the ward's benefit. Where the ward has property, it's not uncommon for the court to authorise the sale of the ward's house in order to provide funds to pay for nursing home expenses or to avoid a property being vandalised. In respect of the ward's bank accounts, they are generally closed and all funds contained in them lodged in court for investment on the ward's behalf. If the ward had a farm or commercial property, the property can be let, subject to the approval of the court, and the income that's generated is then used for the ongoing maintenance of the ward. In some cases, it may be necessary for the court to authorise the sale of land or commercial property to fund the ward's ongoing care costs, and this will be assessed on a case-by-case basis. The person who is authorised by the court to take charge of the ward's affairs is called the committee. This is taken as meaning that they are the person to whom the ward's assets are committed, rather than being a committee in the normal sense of the word. A committee has no authority to act on their own in relation to the ward's affairs, and all of their dealings on behalf of the ward have to be approved by the court. As a result, this process can be a time-consuming and much more labour-intensive way of managing the affairs of someone who has lost the ability to manage their own affairs. It's also, in my experience, a much more expensive way of doing things than by relying on an enduring power of attorney. The costs involved in having someone made a ward of court will be paid out of their own funds once those funds have been lodged with the Wards of Court office. Ideally, you should therefore make provision before it becomes too late so that you and your family can obtain the benefits of the enduring power of attorney process.